All right, tonight we finish our summer prayer. I mean, that's where what I'm hoping some of the things that you have gotten through this summer is, I think it was a little bit intimidating to a lot of people when we said we're going to pray for most of an hour, because very few, I don't know a lot of Christians that do that. So I'm hoping that you've learned that the Holy Spirit has taught you that he needs to spend some time with us. And so encourage you to continue on that. I also hope that you've learned that as we began this, we talked about how we're called to strive in prayer, that it is discipline. And sometimes it is a battle, a spiritual battle. And to keep your mind focused and keep your heart attuned to the Holy Spirit, all these things are part. And one reason I want to finish up with this about praying for each other and praying for ourselves as we walk into whatever future God has for us is for that reason. So remember this, the enemy, because you are a child of God, he hates you. Just so you know that. And it is his purpose to destroy everything good in your life. And he will certainly start with those who are closest to you and try to break up relationships, husband and wife relationships, parent and child relationships, and your relationship with God. And he is the prince of doubt, if you will. He'll throw in doubt when God tells you something by the Holy Spirit, then the enemy will throw in doubt. So remember what Jesus taught us, that greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. And what God has for us, the enemy cannot take from us unless we surrender it to him. So we want to make sure that he doesn't distract us or get our focus off on things that we spend a lot of time spinning our wheels doing things that we think are good and noble rather than the things that are really led, we're really led by the Holy Spirit to be involved in. As we close this out, I want to share a couple Old Testament passages with you. First one's in Joshua. So you have your Bible, turn to Joshua chapter 1. Seems like we're stuck in chapter 1 tonight, but we dealt with this, at least part of this passage, a couple weeks ago in our Sunday morning service. God is speaking to Joshua as Joshua replaces Moses. And in this passage, in the first chapter, he says three times something very similar to the man who would named Joshua, who would be his man to lead his people. I'm convinced that these words are not just for Joshua. I think they're for us also. We do not need to be intimidated in the time that we live. We don't need to be timid. And if we're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't need to be afraid, as Paul told us. So here are his words, starting in verse 6. Here's what he said. Be strong and of good courage, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance a land I swore to their fathers to give them. So what God, he reminds him, be strong and of good courage, because what I promise you I'm going to bring about. That's for us too. But God has promised you in his Son, Christ Jesus. And the ultimate of that is he's forgiven your sin, he's given you eternal life, and he's prepared for you a place in heaven, right? What he has promised you, he will do. So don't be afraid. Be strong and of good courage. The second time he almost echoes the same words. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all that the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. He talks about that the need for us to be strong, and he changes it, and very courageous, and to focus in on God's word. And I like how he says, don't turn to left or the right. If we keep our eyes focused on God's word, we'll be on the right path. Okay? The psalmist says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a light unto my what? My path. If we keep in his word, we won't go to the left, we won't go to the right. We'll be on the path that he has for us. But it does take a willingness on our part. And as I've said so many times, it takes an intention on our part to not only read the word, not only to listen to someone teach about the word, but to apply his word, because his word is our way. Then a third time he uses the same similar phrase in verse 9. He said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And I love that as he closes that, you know, that if you say that trifecta or that little trinity of saying the same thing. Now here's what he says. Wherever you go, I'm going to be with you. And because I'm with you, you don't have to be afraid. You know, we feel like we get a lot of courage when we got a lot of people around us, you know. But think about this. You have the Lord of the universe that says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid in this world. You don't have to be afraid where God's going to lead you. You don't have to be afraid about anything. If you're in His will, in His word, believing that what He's promised, He's going to bring about in your life, you don't have to be afraid, because every step He's going to be there. And He is our great protector. He is our banner. He is our promise. All right. Before we close, go over to yes. Go ahead, Cliff.
I don't want to mess up the 3 points.
Don't mess up. Go ahead.
Is it four times? If you look at the end of verse 18.
No, I didn't go all the way down there.
Closes the chapter.
He closes the chapter with "only be strong and courageous." Yeah. You just messed up a 3-part sermon. Back to seminary for you, because you're in them sermon classes. He does conclude it with the same thing. Yes.
Have never been limited to 3 points.
Yeah.
We could do 4.
You missed that class.
Yeah, I did miss that class. You're right.
Praise God.
Yes, thank you. All right. Let's close this out. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Now, see, I didn't get stuck in chapter 1 everywhere, but so chapter 4. And this whole, I'm just going to read this portion to you. I'm not going to explain. I just want you to carry this portion of Scripture out with you, because I think it's just a thing we need to carry out with us. Starting with verse 14, listen to what the writer of Proverbs says here. He said, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, and do not travel on it. Turn away from it, and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look forward ahead, look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." Aren't those wonderful words? I encourage you, we walk as God's people, and we pray for each other that we each would walk as God's people. All right? Remind you, we're going to pray and dismiss. Next Wednesday, things change. But if you are going to be here for part of our Bible study, we'll be in Romans chapter 8 after our prayer time. Well, we're going to start right back at verse 1 to get caught up, because we haven't had it for a while. So, okay? That's next week. All right? Let's bow our heads and let's pray. We'll be dismissed. Our Father, we are thankful for tonight. Lord, I'm very grateful for this whole summer. These weeks that you've allowed us to come together and just join in the communion of prayer, to pray together and to seek your heart. Father, to express our hearts to you and to hear your Spirit respond to our prayers. We're so grateful. And Lord, in this summer we've seen answers to prayers. And some of them have been physical, that we have seen, you know, things we could touch and tangible changes. But Lord, many of them have been changes that you've actually done inside of us as we've come before you. We're grateful for that. Father, you placed us here in this world, in this place, and even in this community for such a time as this. And you know what's going to happen tomorrow and in the days that follow. Give us your hearts. Give us a desire to walk as your people. Let us never neglect to pray for one another and to encourage one another and to stir up the wonderful gifts that you placed in each one of us, that we might be the body of Christ in this time. So thank you for this group. Thank you for your church. And just pray as we look at even ahead to Sunday that what happens Sunday will be led by your Spirit and bring glory to your name in all things. We pray all this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. If you did not sign the card for...